Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Maybe you can help me out on this, Craig. Mike on the Facebook wants to know, can anyone actually explain May Day?
Yeah, it's the first day of May. Yeah.
Thank you, Craig.
And I think Europe gets into May Day a little more than... I know they had a thing in Minneapolis for years. Like a big parade. Probably not going on this year.
No.
Probably not a lot of May Day celebrations going on this year.
Yeah.
But I think there's a cake. Yeah. There's a lot of cake.
And there's the pole.
There's that.
Oh, the Maypole. Yeah.
But every country in Europe, most every country, has a unique kind of celebration for May Day. I think it goes right way back to, you know, the Roman times, second century.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know. I remember.
An ancient festival of spring.
All right. It had nothing to do with Jesus, so I don't celebrate it.
No, it had nothing to do with pagans. I don't think it had anything to do with religion.
Yeah. And it's not real then.
No, it's spring. Dancing, singing, and cake.
It is spring.
Yeah. I knew there was cake. And pastries.
And isn't part of the celebration putting pipe cleaners into a styrofoam cup and making little baskets?
May Day baskets, yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
Was that part of the ancient tradition?
Pipe cleaners, yeah.
Pipe cleaners and styrofoam cups.
He's a pipe cleaner from way back.
International Workers' Day is also called May Day, but it's a different celebration.
I was going to say, I thought there was a Workers' Day in there also. Yeah. Well, the frontline workers
it now. It is May Day.
Right.
The first day of May.
Boy, April went like that, didn't it?
Which means that we missed Decorating Month.
Oh, damn it.
We missed Irritable Bowel Symptom Awareness Month.
I think you should have done
that. And Dr. Mina will get on us about that.
Yeah,
oh, she should.
Will.
Yeah, we missed International Irritable Bowel Syndrome Awareness Month.
She had 30 days to remind us and
didn't get
to it.
She did.
If she's going to say she had other things to worry about,
we're going to ask her about blowing smoke up our ass next time, too, just to see if it was still if we can go back.
Well, we talked to her the other day. She was suffering from exhausted bowel syndrome.
Yes, she was.
EBS. I don't know what month that is.
Yeah, that's a lot of them.
Yeah.
National Cancer Control Month. We missed that.
All right.
You got that taken care of?
I did, yeah. We missed National Facial Protection Month.
Push takes care of that.
Are your taste buds still coming back? Are they still on the rebound?
I'd like to think so.
Because we could make it Craig and Todd.
Why don't you
eat dog treats?
Why don't you just eat dog turds and see if it, you know.
Yeah.
See if you can taste
Todd
that.
Todd eats dog treats and Craig eats dog turds.
Well,
would you like to participate in that?
I can still smell them.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Well, then we'll just give you
a step in it.
Like the good smelling ones.
Okay. You look into that.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I can tell the difference.
Craig likes human food, if I remember. But
I do too.
From what I remember too.
Big fan of the human food.
Good.
We miss National Frog Month.
I make it a point to eat some human food.
Oh, man, that's a big deal.
Every day. What kind of frog month?
National.
National, okay.
No, not international.
We missed National Humor Month.
Yeah, do they have
we did that.
Right. Are there state frogs? Does every state have a state frog?
Probably I not. Don't know.
Yeah,
they should.
We missed National Kite Month. National Pecan Month.
April is always the kite flying month.
I always thought March.
I thought it was March too.
March
was kite flying
as the windy month.
I thought so too.
Nah, see, we always flew kites at Easter.
Oh, really?
When
I remember March.
No, but I always thought conventional wisdom was
March.
March was the windy one.
It is a windy month.
Yeah, but March is still too cold.
I know. You're right. But it was
April. It's warmer.
But March was windy.
It was windy. Yeah.
April was rainy, and then May had all the flowers.
Right. But since global warming, everything's different.
We missed National Poetry Month.
Oh, I wouldn't say we missed that. Yeah. There once was a man from Nantucket.
Thank you. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah. Is there a difference between a limerick and a poem?
Probably.
Because those are limericks.
Oh, it's still rhyme.
Maybe a limerick is a form of a poem.
Poems don't have to rhyme.
Maybe a limerick is a form of a poem.
The Nantucket one does. The Nantucket one does.
Yeah, I think limericks have to rhyme.
Whatever.
Now,
We missed it.
That's good National reason. Sarcoidosis Awareness Month.
Is that skin cancer?
Well, see, I don't know. We missed the month.
Oh, good.
We're not aware.
I'm unaware.
Let's do it next month.
Sarcoidosis?
Sarcoidosis.
All right, we'll figure it out next year.
We missed the month.
Yeah.
Lungs and lymph glands. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing we missed it.
Yeah.
Good thing we missed it. Anything really important you missed? Because sometimes you'll
they're all important.
Okay. No, they're not, actually.
Prevent Lyme disease in dogs month.
All right. That's good.
Pull
the tick off your dog.
Yeah, they're important.
Oh, STD Awareness Month.
There. Oh, yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, you should have mentioned that one.
Well, we're aware.
We're not, you know.
Well, somebody.
We're all aware.
We're not running around right now.
Somebody got their first diagnosis last month.
Oh,
you
could have
prevented
that,
Craig.
Corona. I don't think I could
have. Corona, no chlamydia. Yes.
You could have.
I don't think so.
If only Craig had told me.
And summer tire changeover month.
There you
go. That too.
Oh, who's got winter tires?
Who does that?
Who's got studs in their tires?
They do.
Anymore?
I hear about
it. But
they're
illegal.
Really?
A lot of cities are illegal because they rip up the road, man.
I mean, where? Alaska? Are they still rolling those?
I heard of people doing it here in town.
Really?
I think they still do that in North Dakota, although there's all weather tires now. So that's kind of a thing of the past.
All right. I mean, I understand they put chains on your tires up, like you said.
In the mountain?
In the UP or something like that, But I remember changing over the tires back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh, speaking of cars, I'm glad I remembered that now. I have a sports car I've owned for years. I'm driving down the road yesterday because I haven't started in a while and just cruising around, you know, and seeing nothing. Like Todd said, there's really nothing to see. But I hit the highway. I hit a main drag. I'm going pretty fast, and this car pulls up beside me, and I think he's yelling at me like, because I haven't driven my car in a month or so. This car, and he's yelling at me. And he's looking over at me, and we're both going about 65. I go, oh, must have a flat tire. So it doesn't feel like I have a flat tire. So I think he's warning. He's not yelling at me like he's mean. He's just, I feel like he's warning me about something.
He's trying to communicate something.
Right.
He's trying to convey
something.
And
I'm just going, how you doing, dude? Whatever.
So did you try rolling down the window?
Well, no, my whole roof was off. It's a convertible.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just heard his,
top was down.
Yeah. So I pull off my normal exit anyway. And I'm thinking, well, I don't feel like I have a flat tire. Maybe the trunk's open. I don't know what's going on. So I'm pulling up this red light, and all of a sudden he pulls up beside me. He followed me off the thing, and he goes, "Hey," he goes, "I got something for you." So we're in a public area, so I just pick up. I said, "Oh," I pulled over there, and he's an older dude, probably about 65 or something like that. Marty, sorry about you if you're younger than that. He wanted me to mention his name. And he barely had a car just like mine. His wife made him sell it. And he goes, "And we're moving, and I got these," I got these floor mats in the car, and I saw you turn off the exit, and I go, "Hey, I'm going to give them to that guy." This is just yesterday. So then he says to me, first of all, then he goes, "Hey, you the radio guy?" I said, "Yeah, I'm Tyler." He goes, "Oh, man, I love you guys." So that was kind of funny, too, he said that. But he goes, "I'm going to give them to that guy," and he chases me down.
F&A, free floor mats.
And he gives me the mats. So we're talking a little bit. He says, "Make sure you just say my name on the radio." I say, "Marty, thank you, by the way." Yeah, he was pretty cool.
You should have asked him if he had any CDs for the CD changer in the trunk.
And a cassette deck.
Oh, you do have a cassette deck in that thing.
I have a cassette deck in that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. Yeah.
Some winter tires for it? I could use those.
I'm going to give them to that guy. Jeez. He's lucky I wasn't mean.
That guy.
He just follows me and gives them to me.
I know.
And he didn't know.
He's putting all the stuff. He's not going to move to his new house in his truck. And he's just driving around seeing people. Hey, that's your. Oh, I'll give it up.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So thank you, Marty. It was very nice of you.
Free floor mats.
I needed one.
Damn it. That's a good Thursday.
Well, he had them made for his car. They were like specially designed, and he didn't have the car anymore. So he just gave them
to him. Yeah, what's the point?
Yeah. I go, what happened to my wife? Made me sell it.
Meanie.
I know.
See, I'd keep them, and every time she said, why are you keeping those? Because you made me sell the car.
Great news from a couple of days ago. Felicity Huffman, you remember she was involved in that school scandal thing?
Who plead out, spent 11 days in jail, and moved on. And granted, she didn't do near as bad as the Laughlin family did.
Her daughter.
Yeah, but they opted not to. Fight as hard.
They
as,
did. They did.
The Laughlins did.
They did.
Yeah, they took the deal.
Right.
Which is what you should have done.
Right.
Her daughter going to a top university.
She probably was smart enough.
On her own merit?
Yeah. She's going to go to Carnegie Mellon University's theater program.
Yeah, they might have scrutinized a little bit.
Here's the deal about those.
She might have a reputation.
Maybe.
Here's the deal about those big schools. You mentioned the USC's, UCLA's. I'm in the whole process right now. There's a lot of smart kids that don't get in a lot of those schools because they only have so many spots, and everybody's smart.
It's limited
capacity. Everybody. My daughter's been pulling out what it takes for ACTs, what it takes for your grade average, you know, and then you're thrown into a pot with everybody that smart.
Yeah.
And then they pick and choose. So
what's the point?
It's a misnomer by saying these people, I'm sure some of these people were actually pretty smart kids,
now,
and feel,
she
and feel
paid,
crappy because they got...
Yeah. You know, when it comes down to the selection process, can they check into the ability to pay?
Well, they're not going to let you in unless you can pay anyway. So it doesn't. They would just have, you know, I don't know. That's a good point, Todd.
I guess you got it.
My daughter's only going to be a senior this coming year, so I'll let you know.
You do got to pay up front, don't you?
Probably for the first semester you do, yeah.
So this daughter.
Or at least by month. I don't know how it works. You know.
Felicity pled guilty to paying $15,000 to alter her SAT answers.
Okay.
This time, she took the test on her own and still got accepted to Carnegie Mellon.
That's a great acting school. Yeah.
Yeah.
She also has two parents that are really good actors, so maybe she's got some talent.
Okay, but she still had to
get in, do
well on this test. Right. And if I remember correctly, the one.
Was it USC? She won the USC girls?
I don't remember.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, and I could easily be wrong, this is the one who was actually pissed at her parents for doing this.
Right, yeah.
Because she probably could have done, obviously. She could do it on her own.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, one of them. At least one of them was USC.
Yeah, it was the Laughlins did that. They're USC.
Right.
Yeah. Or whatever. His name is Massimo. He sells you jeans at Target. Target, yeah.
Not anymore. They don't carry his stuff.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Because of this?
No, it was before that.
Okay.
I used to like their t-shirts.
Yeah,
they don't carry them.
I like their pants.
Yeah. They're like $8.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
They're moving up to something more contemporary. They're going with
Massimo is actually pretty hip for Target.
The Jaclyn Smith line of clothing.
No, that wouldn't be contemporary at all.
But Massimo's been at Target forever. I haven't been at a Target for a long time. I remember that.
You're a Walmart guy, that's why.
No, I'm not. I haven't been in either, actually.
Well, obviously, pandemic and all.
I'm a Amazon guy anymore.
Yeah.
I still haven't brought myself to do that.
Yeah, haven't you?
You're not missing much.
No.
It's so easy.
I'm sure it is.
I wonder how much on Amazon.
I might be afraid of the
ease. I bet you 90%. Now, granted, most purchases are worthless anyway, but I bet you 90% of Amazon purchases are worthless.
Well, they're worth something.
Or not necessary.
Not necessary.
That's what I meant. You want them.
Less so now, I think.
Oh, less so now because of the pandemic.
You got to try it at least once, Greg. It's like the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner, where you just click, 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 and then 2 minutes later, it shows up on your doorstep.
It also shows up on your credit card.
It's like from Acme.
Right.
You get a box on the door from Acme.
It's not 2 minutes, though, but that's pretty good.
It's pretty close sometimes.
That's sometimes prime.
Sometimes it is same day.
Right.
Maybe not now. Right. If you have a local distribution center and they have that item in stock, I've ordered stuff in the morning and it's been there in the afternoon.
Dildos.
Really? Yeah.
Amazon. Dildos.
Alexa. Order dildos. Not just one.
A bag of them.
All of them.
And what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
That one was live, folks.
That was live.